Father, you have given us open heavens and given us an open check to come to you at all times. So why must we leave you? Why we will not answer you? Why must we not serve you, O Lord our God? Father, we bless you. We are grateful to you for whom you are and for everything that you have done for us, for everything you are doing, and for everything you are yet to do. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. And the heaven is open for us in Jesus' name. And the prayer point we want to take is in Joel chapter 2 verse 25. So, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Say amen. The crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the screaming locust, my great army which I have sent among you. Amen. That is the promise from the Almighty. In the open heaven, the Lord, we are going to offer just one prayer to cover all those ones. So listen to me. God has spoken here, I will restore. And he said, heaven and earth will pass away, not a tittle, not a jot out of his word will go on fulfilled. And this program, the test that I've been hammering today is that, Lord, come down. The Lord, oh Lord, that you might come down and do what? And let every mountain be melted before you. Amen. The Lord will come down in his excellency and he will restore what caterpillars, what swarming ones has eaten in our life, in our ministry, in our home, in our work, in Jesus' name. So you will cry with a very loud voice because he's the one who has spoken the word. And he will come down. The Lord will do what? He must come down. He said so. Oh God, you will come down. We are going to ask him, come down, oh Lord. Say after me, come down, oh Lord. And restore unto me all what caterpillar has eaten from my life. I can't hear you. So you will ask God to come down in his excellency, in his fury, in his power, to restore back all those things you are longing for. Men and women in your church, the vacant places you are looking for your church, the type of filling house that you need in your church, the money that you need in your church, those that have fled, the Lord will replace them. Shout hallelujah. So you are going to tell the Lord, you have rendered heaven now, this is my time, because we will soon leave here at the next, I don't know how many minutes we are living here. So you must get your package. You are going to tell the Lord, restore unto me, say after me now. Restore unto me, oh Lord. All what I've been taking away in my dream world, in the physical world, in my ministry, in my home, come down, oh Lord, and restore them back unto me. Open your mouth and pray. Oh God, come down. Come down in your fullness. Oh Lord, rent heaven now and give me breakthrough and give me all and restore back unto me all what has been stolen in my life, all what caterpillars the swarming one has eaten, the locusts has eaten, the crawling one has eaten, in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore from east, from west, from north, from south. Restore unto me, restore unto me, restore unto me all what has been stolen in my dream world, in my physical world. All what the enemy has taken away, let them be restored back. Restore all back. I cannot hear you talking. Tell your own to the Lord now. The Lord is now here. Come, Lord, and restore. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray for all our churches. that the Lord will restore. The power of God, the power of Pentecost that is gone, the gift of the Spirit, the nine gift, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discernment of spirit, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of working of miracle, the gift of prophecy, guidance of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, that the Lord will restore them back unto His church. Shout hallelujah! All the gifts needed that will become a voice in this nation. We will not be at the rear, but we will talk, and people will want to listen to us. How many bishops are here? How many bishops are in this nation? And the politicians will be tossing us as if they are the Almighty. We need the power, the Pentecostal power that is needed, and everybody will continue to shiver. So we are going to pray. Oh somebody, Lord, restore power. Say after me, Lord, restore power. The energy for your church, the power for your church. The Bible says in that book of Psalm, he said, "He will anoint us with fresh joy, because our lunch shall be exalted like the horn of unicorn." And if we anoint us with fresh joy, anoint your church with fresh joy. And restore men and women that is needed in the church. Pray in Jesus' name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bring your church. We want you to restore your church in the mighty name of Jesus. All what the enemy has stolen, all what they have taken, restore. The money needed, the space needed. Lord, restore them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And therefore, Lord, we pray that you break heaven and continue to restore to us all what we have lost in the mighty name of Jesus. All what jealousy, all what hatred, all what envy has taken away, restore to us in Jesus' name. The power needed to take this work further, to possess the nation for you, Father, restore. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Please join your hands with somebody. Join your hands with somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare today, and I return the sons of God back to God, because the church belongs to you, not to any man. Church, come back to God in the name of Jesus Christ. I return every system, every administration back to heaven right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I rededicate America to God. America, you are for God. Either devil likes it or not, you are for God. In the name of Jesus Christ, come back to God. Come back to God. Envelope every minister with the spirit of righteousness and holiness. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. Nothing can change it. For in Jesus' name I declare it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
You have come here with the heart of possessing your blessing, and you are going home now, and I want you to pray this prayer. I'm going to take it from Psalm 1 verse 3 that says, shall be like a tree planted by the riverside that bring forth its fruit in due season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever it does shall prosper. You want to declare to yourself, as I've attended this session, ASLPN 2018 session, I am going home fully blessed, that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Your promise says, I will mount you wings as eagles, but I shall run and never be worn weary. I shall walk and never be tired. Speak it to yourself, that Lord, you have said it, that I shall be like a tree planted by riverside, that bring forth fruits in due season, that my leaves shall never wither, and whatever I thought of this day shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Make it a prayer to your life. Speak it as if you mean it. Nobody, man of a woman, will be able to challenge you anymore. The mass of the Lord is upon your life. Go in peace. Go fully blessed. And possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, our Savior. We honor you. We glorify you. And in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen.
As we are rounding up, I want you to really seek the Lord for just a few minutes, you want a divine impartation. You just don't want to leave this place the way you came in. You want to be loaded before you leave. That even as you go back home, you yourself will know for sure, I've been blessed. Yes, yoke has been broken. Shackles have been destroyed. So you want impartation. And you want God's blessing. And you want to decree it upon yourself. I want us to stand up. Just wave our two hands unto the Lord. Stand up and begin to ask for impartation. Lord, impart unto me power, special grace, special anointing, special glory. I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. I want the divine blessing of God to come in the name of Jesus. And if there's anyone that you will want to be anointed before you go, you can step out. And the men of God, we have all our leaders here. We anoint you. If you want the anointing, you can come out. If you want the anointing oil to touch you, you can just come out. As we pray for prayer of impartation, you can just step out. If you need the anointing of God, if you want the new impartation, if you want the new grace of God, just come out, just come out, just come out, just come out. You will be anointed, and our chairman will round it up for today. All that we have been asking God, he will round it up as he decreed blessings upon us. But those of us that come for anointing, just step out properly, let's step out, let's step out. I'm going to let the ministers come. We're going to do it in a snappy, it's just a matter of 1 minute. I want all the fathers here and mothers here, get the anointing oil, let's anoint them. Come on, let's do that now, let's do that. Pastor Dagbodo, Pastor Lana, come on, get the oil. You have a cup.
Hey! Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for his presence. Amen. For the last Thursday, Friday, and the day you've been gathered, and we've been gathered by the Lord, and we've been in his presence. And we thank God that he's a prayer answering God. And we know that the prayers that have been uttered this weekend and that have been uttered all year are being heard and being answered. And so we believe that the prayer for the open heavens have caused heaven to be opened, that ungodly foundations have been destroyed, altars have been destroyed, that the prayers prayed this week for the healing of the generations are heard in Jesus' name. That we leave here with a greater level of consecration and dedication, having been set apart by God in a deeper way as we rededicated ourselves to him and to his cause. We thank God for the restoration and revival upon the church, for the blessing upon America and Israel. For all of these things, let's raise our hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. We also want to give thanks to those of you who are here. Some of you came from out of town and you travel at your expense. You got off work, you went the extra mile because you realized how important it was to be here this weekend. May God bless you. Amen. May you return full. And what you've received here, may it impact where you're going. Your families, your churches, your communities, may they experience the impact of these 2 days that you've spent here. In Jesus' name. You're carrying something with you to where you're going. Into your homes, into your churches, into your communities. You are carrying something with you. Amen? You're carrying the presence of God. You're carrying the power of God. You're carrying the blessing of God with you. And you will experience the manifestations of those blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. We certainly want to thank God for Pastor Obi. Amen. And for the HQ staff, say hallelujah. Thank God for all that they do behind the scenes to make these things happen. In particular, his lovely wife, Sis Kesiah, wherever you are. Where is she? Amen. And the HQ team, those of you who really, really do the hard work. God, come on, let's thank God for them. Amen. Without her and people who do the kinds of things she and her team does, these kinds of events and these kinds of occasions are not possible. May God bless you and may God increase you and bless all the members of the HQ team. We appreciate the hard work you're doing from the bottom of our heart. Amen. We want to thank God, of course, for the Voices of Unity Praise and Worship and for Pastor Kofi Thompson. God bless you. Amen. For the anointing that is upon him to lead worship. Every time he opens his mouth, I am blessed. Amen. Thank you, sir, for being committed to this vision and making yourself always available. And for the team that have stood with you and worked with you, thank you all. You made a huge difference this weekend. And may the Lord replenish you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For all of those who contributed, the ushers, those who were registering people, those who were running errands. You don't always get noticed, but God sees. And the Bible says he's not unjust to forget your labor, amen, of love, amen, and that which you have shown towards his name. He will surely remember you and reward you in Jesus' name. Thank God for Dr. Timothy Agbaja. Amen. The National Coordinator for Christ Apostolic, Apostolic Church, and for all you did this weekend, you led in one of the workshops and teaching and preaching, the time you spent here. God bless you, Pastor Michael Dada, Regional Overseer, Deeper Life. God bless you so much for the leadership. You continue to provide the commitment you continue to make to ESLPN. And to all of the speakers and the teachers and those who came and as pastors, you set aside time to be here. May the Lord himself reward you. Amen. And may your congregations feel the impact of the time you spent here these 2 days. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to stand. Is there anything else? Or should I do the benediction? Huh? Sound. I'm sorry. Okay. Where's the sound man? Sound, television, all of y'all who did all of that work. Amen. God bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you. Those who work with the youth, God bless you. And of course, we must say thank you to the pastor of this church and to the leadership and to the members of this church for making this very, very beautiful facility available for us. Amen. We've done that for the last 7 years. Let's thank God for them. And may the Lord himself reward them for their kindness in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and we'll pronounce the benediction upon you. I believe there's some materials. I think Brother Abraham, you got some powerful books and materials that are available. I don't know if there's some other materials there. But I was here on Thursday and I got a lot of his stuff. So I'm going to be reading and learning and growing. Amen. And I encourage you to check out his table and check out some of that material. In Jesus' name, raise your hands to heaven. I want you to allow yourself now to sense the real presence of the Lord who is here. That same Jesus is here with us right now. And as I speak these words, I believe he's going to be speaking through me and releasing fresh blessings upon you. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Amen. Empower you to prosper. Amen. The Lord keep you. Amen. Protect and preserve you from all evil. Amen. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Amen. May the Lord smile upon you. Amen. May the Lord smile upon your families. May the Lord smile upon your ministries. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Bless you far beyond what you deserve. Give you uncommon favor. The Lord be gracious to you. And the Lord grant you his peace. Shalom. Be your portion. Shalom. Be your portion. The peace of God fill your spirit. The peace of God fill your soul. The peace of God fill your bodies. The peace of God fill your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So be it. Amen. 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 And amen. Amen. God bless you.